One of the more important issues facing scientists during this decade is the potential effect of increasing levels of carbon dioxide on climate. A conference held at the University of Alaska Fairbanks was the first to include both the physical and social scientists in a discussion of the CO2 problem. I'm Karen Sedgo, Director of Public Affairs at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Nationally and internationally recognized scientists participated in the two-day conference in an effort to share data and the latest theories that might help resolve the CO2 problem. Dr. George Woodwell, keynote speaker and at the forefront of research on CO2-induced climatic change, emphasized the complexity of the problem.
There's no question that the CO2 content of the atmosphere is increasing. The increase is significant, and scholars of this subject believe that over the next couple of decades, the effect of the increase will outstrip the effect of the various other factors that influence the temperature of the Earth and become dominant. The potential for a significant warming of the Earth within the next decade, perhaps before the end of the century, is real enough. The warming will bring changes in climate, a generally poleward migration of climatic zones, displacement of the natural vegetation of the Earth, and certainly a displacement of agriculture. In the longer term, maybe a century or so, it seems to have the potential for bringing an increase in the level of the seas and coastal flooding.
Woodwell told his colleagues that the web of cause and effect presents them all with a fascinating puzzle, but that the CO2 problem is made all the more challenging because of the political reality.
The availability of resources is always a political issue. But as we move into a period when population can be expected to grow from current 4.58 billion to about 6 billion over 18 years or so, and grow beyond that, why the availability of resources, the intensification and the use of those resources will become an even greater political issue. So there's no way to avoid the politics of the CO2 problem.
Woodwell went on to say that scientists have the potential to assist decision makers lessen the impact of the problem, but that no one really knew for sure that the Earth was warming at a rate that could be harmful and especially disastrous in Alaska, where the greatest warming is perceived to happen.
Guarantees don't come from the scientific community, unfortunately. We can give information, but if we apply the same degree of, same intensity of requirements for confidence that we apply to our science, to the political applications of that information, will do nothing, and politicians will do nothing. So there's a different standard that's applied to political decisions from what's applied to scientific credibility and to progress in knowledge. We have to learn that, and so does the political community. So we face, as citizens, a genuine dilemma. As scientists, we face a fascinating puzzle. We're here to look at aspects of that puzzle and to resolve what aspects of it can be resolved by the scientific community, thereby limiting the social and political aspects to the bare minimum, because it's those parts of our activities that become difficult to deal with.
At the end of the two-day session, it was clear that no one had all the answers and that much more research is needed to better judge the seriousness of the situation and provide our government leaders with the information they need to make long-range decisions. Dr. Woodwell is the founder of the Ecosystem Center at the Marine Biological Laboratory at Woods Hole. For the UAF Public Affairs Office, I'm Karen Sedgo. A symposium on sexual assault prevention will be held Monday night in the Wood Center Ballroom beginning at 7. There is a student recital scheduled at 1 p.m. on Tuesday in the Concert Hall. The international movie to be shown Wednesday night at 7:30 in the Concert Hall is titled A Brief Vacation. The Department of Natural Resources is holding a public hearing in Wood Center Ballroom on Thursday night from 7 to 10. And the Symphony Orchestra will perform Bach, Mass in B minor on Sunday, April 18th. University Focus is produced by the Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC-FM.